In the book of Acts, chapter 1, in verse 4, we read these words of the Master, "But wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me." Some would have us believe that with the passing of the day of Pentecost, which was a day of the extraordinary, that there is now little necessity for emphasis on the Holy Spirit, and that simply to make the Christian confession is all that is needed. This position, a departure from Scripture, is the cause of great spiritual poverty. It is a tragic error, if not sacrilegious, to attempt God's service in the energy of the flesh in lieu of the prescribed and promised power of the Holy Spirit. But no one need do so, for the promise is still to as many as the Lord God should call. One preacher said this: such evidence were necessary in the first dawn of Christianity to attract attention to the doctrine. But our Lord's words did not mean that there would be a continuously recurring evidence of the truth of the Christianity. These signs were necessary in the beginning of Christianity in order that faith might take root and increase. It must be nourished by miracles. For so even we, when we plant shrubs, only water them until we see that they are taking root. And when we see that they have rooted themselves, we cease to water them. I would ask you this: when they have taken roots, do you deny them water after that? But let me say this: if you continue to deny these plants water, they will certainly die. Now let me ask, if you would put new plants into your garden, would you feel it necessary that these new plants receive the same watering that you gave the first plants? Or would you say, I have already watered the first plants, and that's all I need to do? That would not be wise. I grew up on a farm. Each year when we would plant a crop, we would irrigate them with water until they reached maturity. And the following year, when we planted another crop, we would do the same thing. So it is with the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the first generation of believers. They were watered by the Holy Spirit. And then when the next generation of believers came, they needed the same baptism of the Holy Ghost. Each generation needs the same baptism of the Holy Ghost as the first generation received. If you were in an airplane and you glanced over and saw those two turbines attached to the wings of the plane, you know that these turbines will generate enough power to get the plane off the ground. And you also know that these same turbines that got the plane off the ground is necessary to keep the plane off the ground. No one says that when the plane is in the air that we should cut these turbines loose. Among the first Christians, the Pentecostal experience became the official hallmark of the qualification for Christian service, since it was expected that every believer should be a witness for the Lord. It was also expected that all witnesses be spirit-filled. Many cases have been lost in court because of a poor witness. The danger today is that our witness would fail because it is cold, professional, mechanical, and powerless. In those days, men were recognized for position of trust, not because of their special skills, but because they were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom and power and faith. The care taken in the selection of the first deacons is an example of this. You'll find this in Acts chapter 6. I suggest that you read it for yourself. It was the miraculous outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the Gentiles that convinced the Jewish brothers that God had opened the door of the kingdom to them. Nothing short of a duplication of the results of the day of Pentecost would have broken down those deep-rooted doubts and prejudice. All hail, If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.